The open enrollment season for health plans kicks off in the coming weeks. And for the 11 million Americans using Affordable Care Act exchanges, they can expect price increases and less competition. CNBC's Bertha Coombs joins us to look at that. She's in New York at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange. And Bertha, what's going to happen now with the Affordable Care Act and people who have their health insurance through these exchanges?
Well, you know, a lot of folks I talk to say this is going to be a very important year for the Affordable Care Act exchanges. Over the last year or so, we have seen insurers start to say, hey, we are just losing too much money here and we can't keep going. The large insurers are the ones that have gotten all the headlines for pulling out. United Health was the first one. But the ones that are really getting impacted are the local insurers, the Blue Cross, Blue Shield in every state. Part of the issue is political because they were supposed to get reinsurance rebates, if you will. They didn't come in as strong as many had expected. Some of them have actually gone out of business. So that's limiting the choice. And often what happens is all of a sudden the insurers that are left on the exchange, let's take Arizona, for example. I was recently reporting on the huge upheaval that we've seen there when Aetna decided it was not going to participate in that state and several others next year. All of a sudden, if you're the last insurer standing in a state, you really have to think about what your rates are going to be, because suddenly you're going to get a big influx of costly patients.
And what about the people who are not on the exchanges? Do they feel that increase as well?
They do. They feel it more so. Health Secretary Sylvia Burwell notes that most of the people in the exchange, 80-85% of them, get some sort of subsidy in the form of a tax credit. For folks who do not qualify for those premiums, individuals who are making more than $45,000 a year and have to pay the full freight, they're likely to see some increases as well.
And I'm sure that if somebody from the Obama administration was listening to this and saying, well, yes, there are problems, they would also point to the fact that I think the census data that just came out the other day found that a record low number of people are actually uninsured in this country at this point.
That is the other side. I mean, two-thirds of folks next year will continue to see competition. They'll have a choice of between three or more insurers, according to Kaiser Family Foundation research. But the fact is, it's still a difficult market. And if insurers can't continue to lose money indefinitely. So yes, people are getting insured, but the market itself needs a lot of help. And I think people who are on both sides of the aisle will say that. The big problem is whether you'll get some sort of unanimity on how to fix it. You know, the other side of having such high enrollment in insurance is that we are spending a lot more on healthcare. And as healthcare prices continue to increase, that just continues to take away more money from people's pockets that they can spend on other things.
Bertha Coombs of CNBC joining us from New York. Bertha, thanks so much.
Great talking to you, Jeremy. My pleasure.